Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying, Our reading today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, beginning at verse 1. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Now when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred, and they asked, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, "Well, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. "It is written," he said to them, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." And then the blind and the lame came to him at the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read from the lips of children and infants, 'You, Lord, have called forth your praise'?" And he left them and went out to the city, to Bethany, where he spent the night. Here ends the reading. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word and your Spirit. Speak to us now. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, we've all heard it said, and it's a bit of a cliche, life's a journey. It's probably been completely overdone, but there's no escaping the fact, life is a journey. And we're all on a very strange one at the moment. This pandemic journey has taken us into very unfamiliar terrain and territory, and at times, it's not easy. As someone said to me the other day, as I was loading the car full of groceries, a man next to me in his car was loading his car, and he turned to me and he said, "We're all being tested." Testing times, journeys. It made me think it all sounds so familiar. And of course, it is. We're traveling through the season of Lent. Maybe around the planet, many others are taking time to do this journey as well. In these weeks leading up to Easter, we consider the theme of Jesus' journey and the testing times he endured For Jesus, it was a 40-day journey. And he was in that arid and barren wilderness, the Judean wilderness. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to go there, and I must say, it is a dry, arid, and lonely place. For Jesus, it was a time of extreme testing, spiritually, socially, emotionally, physically. And I think so it is with us. I think we're all being tested in those areas, in this wilderness. But of course, I'm not speaking about the Judean wilderness or a wilderness where there's a desert, but rather, as the late Eugene Peterson put it, at times we journey through circumstantial wildernesses. It's like this, everything is going along fine, and then all of a sudden, something happens. A circumstance beyond our control. An illness, an accident, a bereavement. At times, we find ourselves in the circumstantial wildernesses, and this pandemic, I think, is one. In these circumstantial wildernesses, we find ourselves out of control. And maybe that's one lesson I know that I'm learning, and maybe many of us, that actually we're discovering that we were never actually ever in control. No, we're traveling through a circumstantial wilderness, and we can feel disorientated and lost. We definitely need a map. I was reflecting about this need for a map and some guidance through this terrain. And I recalled that as a church, as we journeyed through January back at the beginning of the year, Psalm 23 acted as a guide and a map for us through that summer month. And I think, quite prophetically and unbeknown to us at the time, this psalm laid a foundation at the beginning of this year to help us and guide us for what we're now facing. So I thought it would be good just to do a quick recap, a quick overview of the psalm. Because the song that David wrote was about his own experiences in the wilderness, a time in his life when he was facing testing times, lonely nights fighting off wild animals, days without seeing anyone. David described it, didn't he, as like walking through shadows and valleys. But then we're reminded that the eternal God is with us in the wilderness. The Lord is my shepherd. He is with you. He is for you. He has got your back. And then in the psalm, there's the promise that Jesus is leading and guiding us through this wilderness. Verse 2, remember, he leads me. He guides me. And verse 3, God promises that in this time and in his time and in his way, there will be restoration. Remember the promise. He will restore our souls. There's the promise of goodness and mercy. Surely, verse 6, goodness and mercy will follow me. And then, the most wonderful promise of all, Jesus himself will lead us through and from whatever wilderness we find ourselves in to the wonder of his resurrection and new life, a safe, eternal home. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So our journey through Lent is coming to a close in just a few days. But today, as our reading reminds us, it's Palm Sunday. We arrive in Jerusalem with Jesus, our dear brother, our friend. He's been on his 3-year journey, teaching and healing, dealing with his rough and ready disciples. And today, we recall how he rode into Jerusalem, not on a valiant stallion, but on a young, insignificant donkey. So just for the last couple of minutes, I just want to tease out 3 brief things from our reading, which I pray will help us all on our wilderness journey as we head into what we call Holy Week. Firstly, be gentle and unassuming. Verse 5, your King comes to you, gentle. Now here is a characteristic that we all need to take on board, especially as we live in close proximity to one another, especially as we go out into the world, into those places where we have to shop. We all need to be gentle. Now, the Greek word for gentle here, it means considerate and unassuming. It is the opposite of being aggressive or self-seeking. There's the first thing. Let's be like Jesus. Let's be gentle men and gentle women. Secondly, seek spiritual, not worldly power. Spiritual power from the Holy Spirit is, well, it's far more important than earthly power, and it cannot be manufactured. This power can only come from the kind of close and intimate relationship with God, just like Jesus had with his Father, which leads to the third point. Let's make prayer our priority and our passion. In the reading, Jesus shows us just how passionate he was about prayer. Remember how he went into the temple, driving out the money changers. My house, he said, shall be called a house of prayer. And then we recall, of course, that this was his usual practice. How often through the Gospels we read of Jesus withdrawing often to a quiet place to be on his own with God. You know, this was the source of his strength, his gentleness, and his power. Let's make our homes and houses places of prayer. So we journey with Jesus on this day, Palm Sunday, into Jerusalem, and we begin to turn to the cross. As we do, let's be gentle with one another and with ourselves. Let's seek God's spiritual power and strength. And let's make prayer a priority and a passion in our lives. Let us pray. And just in a moment of silence, let's come before God, bringing any concerns or asking for his power. asking for his love to be with us. And a prayer and a blessing for you. May God be with you in your wilderness journey, through each night and through each day, through the hard times and the good, through the dark place and the light-filled places, in soul and spirit and mind, in thought and word and deed, in grace, gentleness, love, and faithfulness. May God take each step with you, keeping you and holding you and all those you love in the palm of his hand. Amen.